This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. It is to take lessons.
You're just terrible.
Session is standing right here on the real side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. What I would like to do with you, we don't usually don't do this thing, but right now, breaking, the president is talking about what we're going to be doing in Syria. So shut up and listen.
What is left of ISIS is doing what is necessary to protect the American people. Over the last year, nearly 100% of the territory once controlled by the so-called ISIS caliphate in Syria and Iraq has been liberated and eliminated. The United States has also rebuilt our friendships across the Middle East. We have asked our partners to take greater responsibility for securing their home region, including contributing large amounts of money for the resources, equipment, and all of the anti-ISIS effort. Increased engagement from our friends, including Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, Qatar, Egypt, and others, can ensure that Iran does not profit from the eradication of ISIS. America does not seek an indefinite presence in Syria. Under no circumstances. As other nations step up their contributions, we look forward to the day when we can bring our warriors home, and great warriors they are. Looking around our very troubled world, Americans have no illusions. We cannot purge the world of evil or act everywhere there is tyranny. No amount of American blood or treasure can produce lasting peace and security in the Middle East. It's a troubled place. We will try to make it better, but it is a troubled place. The United States will be a partner and a friend, but the fate of the region lies in the hands of its own people. In the last century, we looked straight into the darkest places of the human soul. We saw the anguish that can be unleashed and the evil that can take hold. By the end of World War I, more than 1 million people had been killed or injured by chemical weapons. We never want to see that ghastly specter return. So today, the nations of Britain, France, and the United States of America have marshaled their righteous power against barbarism and brutality. Tonight I ask all Americans to say a prayer for our noble warriors and our allies as they carry out their missions. We pray that God will bring comfort to those suffering in Syria. We pray that God will guide the whole region toward a future of dignity and of peace. And we pray that God will continue to watch over and bless the United States of America. Thank you and good night. Thank you.
All right, that was the...
You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live, and I always appreciate your time with me. I thought I'd leave that on there so you'd see what is happening, what we're doing. And, you know, it could be going off now. going off in a day, 2 days, whatever. I'm sure, you know, unlike Mr. Obama, I'm glad the president didn't get up there and say, you know, in 37 minutes, in 2.5 hours, we're going to be doing A, B, C, and D. So thank God he didn't do that. But, hey, you know what? There's action being taken. I don't know what it was but an hour ago that our vice president was rushed out of, I guess he was in Peru, dinner that he was having there. So you knew something was up. You didn't know what, but you knew something was up. We'll get Xander's take on this, too, because, you know, he's right now he's over in England. England has sent subs to help with this. So it's not like President Trump. I'd love to know what CNN is saying. Will you check? Yeah. So it's not like President Trump decided, okay, I've had enough of this Putin guy. I've had enough of this Syrian guy here. Where's that button? Right? I mean, you got to understand, and they're going to pick on him anyway, but he reached out to the French prime minister. He reached out to England. He's reached out to our neighbors and our allies and say, this is what we need to do. This is what we want to do. This needs to stop. And some feel that it's John Bolton pushing this. I don't care who's pushing it. No, really, seriously. Because the president's going to use all the means that he has, all the information he has. And Bolton is probably, whether I agree with him all the time or not, Bolton is probably one of the few that knows what's going on in those regions. Really knows what's going on in those regions. And willing to fight. 855 Real Joe. Listen, if you're in the chat room, whether you're the one at therealside.com or on the Facebook, I'd love to know what you have to say. Chime up, chime in, if you would. Is this the right move? Is this the wrong move? I know some of you sent me emails. Some of you talked about the fact that, you know, Joe, I don't know why you're behind this. I don't know why you're okay with this. It wasn't Assad who did it. It was the CIA. It was the rebels. It was, you know, it's like, I can't keep up with all of you. I can't keep up with all of it. You cannot. Here's the thing. Go in a room, find it out, come back out, come out and tell me who won. Because you can't. I can't keep up with all this. You can't all be right. And you can't all be wrong either. So I'm just saying. I'm just, you know, I love this. I can't wait to see what the left has to say about this, about his movement and what he's done. Now, can you imagine if President Oblamo was in office? Anyway, Xander joins me after the break. We'll see what he has to say about it. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. A lot coming up. Don't go far. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you, whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at Sunny Sunny-Bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, Sunny-Bay.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard. Till the day that he died, he wanted my mother, my brother, my sister, and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is falling under attack.
We are back. You listen to the Real Side on GTN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I wish, what's his name? Corey Duncan? I wish Corey was watching. Because I got a hat just for him. You got to grab a shot of this and send it to him, okay? I got a hat just for him. It's got the right letters on it. And I'm not a hat guy, so don't laugh. I don't wear hats. Right, have you ever seen me with a hat on? Really? Yeah, except to make fun of somebody. So, Corey Duncan, this is for you. These are the real letters you need to have. I may even send you this hat. How's that? You see that? Right? What are you laughing for? This is why I don't wear a hat, because she'd laugh at me. You know, but I would curl the edges. You know, I would do all that stuff to try to be cool. I would never do this. This is just dumb. Right? Isn't that what they do nowadays? Although I wouldn't have to comb my hair anymore.
Take it off.
Thank you. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to the Real Side. Let's bring in a sane person. Maybe we can actually make something happen. Xander Gibb joins me as he does every week. I always appreciate my time. Did you see the hat, Xander? Look good, didn't you?
Take it off, Joe. Do as your wife tells you.
I love you guys.
In fact, you should put the logo on the back because nobody wears it with like the peak bit at the front anymore.
I know, right?
You know, anybody with any credibility wears
right.
it with the peak at the back. So have the logo on the back. You know?
You're right. That would have been. You should have been with me at the store, and you could have helped me out.
Yeah. I was too busy, sorry. advising Theresa May and things like that in the UK.
Yes,
so.
I'm sure she called you.
She does, quite often, crying.
Help me, Xandra. I've got problems with Putin. What should I do?
Oh, God. I've seen her in a couple of speeches. She's not a very strong woman, is she?
No. No, she's very weak, and I don't, she's there by default, basically, and I know I'm voted for her, and they have a situation here where if either party doesn't get enough votes, they have something called a hung parliament, and I think really, basically, it should hang a lot of them, but anyway, the long and the short of it is they gave her the job because she'd been doing it before, but she's not very good, and, you know, her latest exploit saying, you know, this is the most likely scenario with regards to the Russian poisoning agent. You know, to me, it just says you're in the wrong job, lady. Go work somewhere where guesstimation is kind of, you know, a better replacement for evidence, basically.
Oh, you know, it's really interesting to watch how this is playing out, and we haven't been able to get CNN because I want to find out what CNN is saying about all this. Because, you know, I can't imagine really saying anything good, but he's reached out and created a couple of coalitions, so they really can't jump down his throat for unilaterally moving on this either. I did hear some negativity earlier because they were talking about how he, what was it, they were talking about how President Trump was not really building a coalition. He had one or two people one or two nations that were going along with him. And I'm thinking to myself, look, you get on his case because you thought he was going to press the button on his own, and now you're on his case because he's reached out to people for help. The Brits are sending subs. I mean, help.
But why are we surprised that, you know, the unfortunate thing with Donald Trump is that he's damned if he does, and he's damned if he doesn't. And so, whatever he does, he's
breathing.
Exactly.
Breathing,
how
right?
dare he
I mean,
breathe? Impeach him now. I call for him to be impeached. He breathes. He looked in the wrong direction. I think the concern is for both the United States and the United Kingdom. This is just another, you know, we've got enough. My grandmother used to say, you deal with problems at home before you go anywhere else. And we've got enough problems in the United States and the United Kingdom without rushing off to be involved in this conflict. And I question Theresa May's ethics in all of this. This is more about attacking Putin than helping the Syrian people.
Really? You really
or
believe
even
that?
Aiding?
You really think
I
so?
Do.
Okay.
Yeah, I do.
Why? I mean, I don't know. I'm not there. You are. And where are the Brits with this? Are they willing to get involved? Are they, you know, how are
no.
the Brits thinking about this?
Well, in the United Kingdom, they don't want it seems that people don't want British involvement just from a perspective of, you know, we've been involved in so many wars that are absolutely nothing to do with us. They cripple us financially every time. And every time we end up owing America money. So, it you know, it's pointless for us. But this is part of a huge cover-up because the Russians put lots of money into the British conservatives. They have to keep specifying this because the British conservatives and American conservatives are like as different as chalk and cheese. The British conservatives took a lot of money from Russia in the last election, and that was a control effort. And now that it's like the British conservatives don't want to play ball, even though they won, or that they're in power.
And the British right, the British conservatives are equal to what here? What would you liken them to?
I don't know.
Keep
not
it clean.
They're keep not clean. Even Democrats, you know.
Oh, really?
It's really
turning
hard
to the left of Democrats?
There's no wonder living so much of my life in the UK that I never became a conservative, because British conservatives are nothing like, you know, American conservatives, which I consider to be, you know, true conservatism. They're kind of somewhere like they're very much they've become more like liberals. They've gone full circle, and it's more about appeasing people than anything else now. You know, the values have gone for British conservatism, and that's a concern for me, because like in America, if anybody says to me, if anybody says, Xander, what are you? I can say, you know, hand on my heart, you know, I'm a conservative and I vote Republican. But in the UK, I don't know what the heckity I am, because it's just so messed up.
Yeah, I get a kick out of this. I think this stuff is just really very interesting to me. Look, I don't know if you saw my Facebook page, the radio Facebook page, where I put up the two ladies,
Diamond and Silk.
Yeah, Diamond and Silk, and they started a broadcast the other night, you know, do a live feed, and even though they have 1.5 million people at the time they took the snapshot, they had 6 people reached at one point.
Wow. Right?
And even at the end of the night, they got, what, 30,000 or 37,000 views, right? Now, we don't have any near there that. Nowhere near that. But we used to get 300,000-500,000 reach and 37,000 views. And we didn't have, we don't have the base that they had. So for Facebook to sit there and say that we don't do A, B, and C, guess what? We're not buying.
You think it's... Is it because you're white, Joe? By any chance? Is it because of your white privilege?
No, you know what it is? It's two black women. Nobody wants to watch them anyhow. It's just a farce. They bought the 1.5 million. We got to go for a break.
Yeah.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Xander Gibb joins me. We're going to talk about what's going on in Syria and what's going on here in the U.S. when we come back. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
Hey, man. I don't feel like going to school no more. Yeah, there you go.
We are back. I'm Joe Lucini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GRILL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I was incorrect in the last hour. I mean, in the last segment. I'm sorry. And again, I don't see any pictures or proof of this, but Fox is reporting right now that there are airstrikes underway in Syria as we speak. You know, I got to tell you something. Earlier today, in listening to what was happening and some of the intel that was coming along, that the Russians were actually moving their ships out of port. So if they were moving, now, port there in Syria, if they were moving their ships out, it means they were very much expecting this to happen. They knew something was coming down, maybe not to what degree, but they knew something was coming down and didn't want their ships and or their men in harm's way. So, you know, you can be really stupid about this. I'm not Putin. I'm not Trump. I don't have all the answers for you. But you can be really stupid about this and headstrong. And leave your ships there, leave your men there, go, yeah, go ahead, bomb the place. Or you know something's coming down, so go, get out of the way. And I think that's exactly what Putin did. I don't believe that Putin wants a large-scale war. They can't afford it. They don't have the equipment for it, no matter what you want to believe or what they want you to believe. You know, let's bring in Xander Gibb. He always, you know, he's not a big fan of this event. And I don't blame him. I'm not into war either, so to speak. But I'm conflicted as to saving people or not helping people. I mean, Xander, thanks for being with me.
It's always a pleasure. I just wanted to ask, is David Hogg going to be there or not? You know?
Well, he should at least protest the guns, right? Because these are
he should at least get on his bike and be riding around there to comment on the event.
Yeah.
Come on, Joe. It's appropriate.
I have a lot to say about that young man, but then I get, you know, it's like, come on, he's young, he's stupid, we were all there. No, he's actually arrogant. He's not just stupid. He is arrogant. And I put up a post on my Facebook page about how, you know, he's talking about the old people need to go, they need to get out of the way. You know, we've got all the answers. He's got all the answers. Nothing. You haven't made any mistakes yet at your age. Not any real ones. Right?
He doesn't even own Big Boy Pants, so how can he have any answers, please? Come back and see me in 20 years, dude, and tell me if you're still feeling the same way. And if you are, then we'll get you into counseling.
Yeah. No, I listen.
I agree with you, but you know it's funny because when you say that, then you say they say, well, you're stifling the freedom of the young kids. You don't want them to have a voice. No, I want them to have a voice, but I want them to have a guided voice. So when did we start believing that 16 and 17 year olds and 18 year olds really had their pulse on reality? When did that happen? Did I miss that pill or something?
I'm not sure it did. But you know the thing is that if you do have something to say and you're 16 and 17 and you do it publicly, don't be surprised at the level of response that you get. Yeah. Because not everyone's going to agree with you.
Well, you know, it's funny. We had, in my area, we had a very young man a couple of years back that ran for office. And I think he was 19 years old at the time. He had just graduated from high school, I think the year before. And so he jumps into a race that's very expensive. You know, the budget for the school district is over $200 million. So when he gets into the race and he starts doing some stuff, I'm calling him out. And his little mommies were running, you know, all these little mommies were running around next to him going, oh, you know, he's just a kid or he's just a young man. You shouldn't be that harsh on him. Go, no. He jumped in the big boy ring. He grabbed the alligator. You're talking about $200 million plus 21,000 kids. And this is not a nice, you know what I'm saying? This is not a foo-foo moment. He's
right.
Playing with the big boys. If he gets hit, he has to deal with it, not you. He has to learn how to deal with it, right?
Yes.
So
yeah, if you want to play with the big boys, you've got to deal with the, you got to roll with the punches, and it's unfortunate, but you can't. You know, I can't go every day and say, oh, hoo-hoo, all these people have treated me badly because they disagree with my opinion as a commentator, and it's not fair. They're obviously homophobic or xenophobic, or I mean, get on with it.
That's
and
right.
If you can't handle it, then go and try something else.
You know, David Hogg.
I hear Walmart is hiring.
Yeah.
Sorry, go on.
Ooh. You're going to get me in trouble. All right. So one of Hogg's quotes was, when your old-ass parent is like, I don't know how to send a message, an iMessage, and you're just like, give me the effing phone and let me handle it. Sadly, that's what we have to do with our government. Our parents don't know how to use an effing democracy, so we have to. Now, first of all, you idiot. We don't have a democracy. We have a republic. Maybe you need to go to a school in a different school district to learn. And number two is, you know, here's a young man. These, you know, the meme says this, and I agree. These were the kind of kids, these were the kind of young men that Hitler used to shove people in the boxcars. Because they don't understand. They don't know. They haven't been taught. And he's nothing but a mad young kid, isn't he?
Absolutely. And the thing that's kind of, you know, made me the angriest about all of this is how social media has protected him. I mean, memes of him with there were memes of him sitting on Hitler's knee as a child and things like that. And I shared one, and Instagram took it off. And it's like, how is that offensive when they do this every day with Donald Trump? And you know, what is the difference?
Well, he's a kid, Xander. He's a young man.
Oh,
he's
please.
Just trying to find his way, and we shouldn't. You know, put him down like, oh, give me a break, people. Seriously. You know what? He got out there. He put himself out there. He's been caught in lies, but you can't call him out on them. You know, and well, you can, but they won't listen. And look at how they cover him. And they wouldn't cover some of those young kids that came forward and said, look, we're from the same school. We were involved in the same shooting, and we don't want you to ban guns. They wouldn't cover those kids, would they?
No. No. In fact, media and social media has just become such a fascist state. You know, what they're doing to Diamond and Silk and what they've done to us, you know, all of the shadow banning and things like that, it really is so un-American. Because surely, you know, as long as you're not threatening anybody, you should be able to say pretty well much what you please on social media. You know, I built my social media up on Twitter and I lost my account. Because they didn't like me questioning who was paying David Hogg. And to me, it's absolutely ridiculous. And I will celebrate when Twitter falls. Twitter is going to fall because the FTC are going to get involved, just like they did with Google, and they're going to break it down, and I will be there celebrating. In fact, I've got champagne on ice.
Well, I tell you what I very much like is that, you know, I love when people say to me, hey, look, you can't, these are private companies, they're privately held. They said, you know what? You know, I'm old enough to remember the AT&T breakup. I'm old enough to remember when the government got involved and said, hey, look, you have a real monopoly here. Nobody can break in. Nobody can get, you know, a leg in. There is no competition. So we're either going to regulate the crap out of you or we're going to break you up. Now, they thought that for a while, but then when they started getting into different newer types of services, you know, they couldn't hold on anymore. And finally, a judge said, okay, I've had enough of this. And I think you're going to see the same thing. You know, look at what's his name, the Zuckster. He comes out and he says, well, we got competition. Look at these eight other companies. Well, he owns six of the eight. How is that competition when you have total control of the other six? But those old farts sitting there in the Senate, they don't know that. They don't have a clue.
I mean, these two guys that run Twitter, Jack Dorsey and Biz Stone, they really do think that they're God. And apparently they joke privately about what they're doing to conservatives. And to me, that's just so un-American. It's not acceptable.
No. No. And all right, so let's interject a little levity into this, because I'm sure that the jets now are taking off from your part of the country right now. They're taking off from England.
I just felt the tremors of the earth shaking.
But you're not getting any real news there on it, are you?
A little. Yeah. A little, but it's obviously being sculpted and molded because, you know, Theresa May does not want to be seen to be biased when we know that's her real name.
Yeah. Hey, so I sent you a piece the other night. And I did it just because I thought I had just been talking about, you know, we're coming up on prom season in California and all that. And I said, you know, these people in certain groups, they have a real problem because you have the gender neutral people. So now, what is it? The king and queen of the prom can no longer be king and queen or male and female. It's just the head royalty at the prom. They really struggled with this over the last few years as to what to name them. And then right across town, you have another high school, and they're fighting over whether you can have a king and king and queen, and whether, you know, transgenders. And it's like, do you see what you people are doing? You have so muddied this thing up, you don't know what to do. And then I ran across this story, and I said, okay, this is a giggle. Xander and I can have some fun with this, but we're going to have to wait to the other side of the break, because this just shows me the level of confusion that's out there. I'm Joe Bettini, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up? And I said, sure, Ryan, and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird, but if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Please answer the question.
Anyhow, I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Xander Gibb joins me, just like he does every week. We have a lot of fun when he's on the show. I have a lot of fun. I don't know about him, but actually, I don't care. I'm having fun. That's all that matters. Xander, thanks for being with me. Always appreciate it.
It's always a pleasure, Joe.
Mine, right? All mine?
You said it.
I knew it was coming. I'm trying to beat you to the punch. So I don't look so stupid. Anyway, let me, oh God, I knew I was going to do that to myself. I hate when I do that. You know, I pull up the story. Oh, there we go. So we were talking about this, and the funny thing about the story was you and I kind of said it to each other at the same time. And
yeah.
And we've talked about this in the past, that at some point in time, they were going to implode on themselves because they can't decide. During the break we were talking, I said, it's like sitting on your bed and arguing with yourself. You can't win. So drag queens now have been banned from performing at a Free Pride Glasgow event over fears that the acts will offend trans people. So a Pride event in Glasgow has banned drag queens from performing after committee members decided acts could offend trans people. Free Pride Glasgow now, which bills itself as an anti-commercialist alternative to the Scottish city's main Pride event. That's according to the Trans and Non-Binary Committee. So this is kind of funny. So now you have a subcommittee that's made up of trans and non-binary people that are now mad and pushing back against the LGBTQIA community. My God, you talk about a... I don't even know what to do with this one. Help me out.
I'll tell you what to do, Joe, and the best thing to do is to wow, because it had to come to this eventually. When you think of the ridiculousness of the way that this has gone, now, I say quite a lot on the show that, you know, I believe in the inherent worth and dignity of others, whoever they might be, as long as they, obey the law and, blah, right. blah, blah. But the thing is, at the end of the day, to me, I'm not going to buy your T-shirt and your video and your book, because if I don't agree with it, I don't agree with it. But ultimately, what we're left with in this, when you think about the lunacy of this, I could understand if they said, we don't want drag queens here because it might offend the lesbians. Ha ha. I mean, we know how many masculine lesbians there are out there. Send your complaints to me for that one. Or even women, but trans folk being offended by drag queens, I've heard it all now. I mean, to me, that is the epitome of ridiculousness.
Well, here's what I don't get is they always tell me, you have to play nice, we all have to get along, we all have to be accepting of each other. But they're not accepting of each other. You read through the article, they're not accepting of each other at all.
But how realistic is that, Joe? Because on any level of relationship, you've got to be willing to be called to task and to call people to task. You know, you and I have been friends for a few years. We don't always agree.
Nope.
But the important thing is that we have enough core to build on to mm-hmm. be able to have a continuum. And if I'm wrong, I'll admit it, and so will you. But these people are just so mind blown it's the difference between equity and equality, and that's what they don't get. And you don't get to tell people that you're offended by ridiculous things, because if that were the case, social media would be full of it. You know, I mean, I know it is to an extent, but it would be more full.
Yeah, no, you're right. It's the conversation you and I, again, we had it off air, which was just about, look, when you guys are arguing across the street from each other at two different schools, whether you can have a prom queen or king, whether you should be non-binary so you can't call them queen or king because it refers to men and women, you go, my God, are you guys serious? When do we stop? I want to get a picture of that woman, the workout woman with the white hair. Remember? Stop the insanity. Remember her? Right? Every time she did that, I went and got a bag of chips because I just.
That really sums it up, because it is total insanity. and I think that the way we deal with it is one of two ways. We either ignore it or we laugh at it. Now, you know, I'm sure I speak to you when I say this. You know, we wouldn't want anybody to be treated badly or to be attacked or hurt or anything like that. But just, you know, say the BS for somebody else, because we're not buying it.
No, and notice that they no longer, and it's getting worse as the days go on, but they no longer want to sit and have a logical, work-through conversation. Now they want to sit and say, if you don't agree with me, if you can't accept my way of thinking, then you're nothing but a phobe or a hater. And the crappy part about that is you can't even ask the question. Because if you ask the question because you really want to, look, I did this to you, and I've done this to you. People don't hear every conversation we have. When I don't understand something in the LGBT community especially, I'll say to you, why is this and why is that and what am I not understanding? Because I don't want to offend anybody. You know, I want to be informed. But most right. people I ask that question to, they can't, they won't. They get upset with me. I go, look, I'm not making fun of you. I'm truly trying to understand. But they don't believe it. I don't get it.
You know who's to blame for all this, though, didn't you?
I know me.
The liberals.
Right. Oh, sorry.
No. The liberals are to blame for this because they're liberalizing the planet. They're making the most stupid of things a right. You know, you don't have that right. You don't have the right to be offended in that way because that's absolutely ridiculous. And anybody that tells you that it's not, then send them to see me, xandergibb.com.
You and I, we should be the committee for social media. I'm telling you, I take about two-thirds of it down. If I wanted to act like a liberal, okay, everything that offended me that just got pulled. Now, I talk about it on the show. I'll beat it up on the show. But I've never said that needs to come down. And even right. those pictures of Jesus upside down in the urine bottle, okay, infuriated me. I didn't want to go shoot anybody. I didn't want to cut off anybody's hands or head.
No.
Right? I didn't want anybody incarcerated over it. But I let people know that we were offended by it. And isn't it funny how as much as we don't want to accept it, we're willing to tolerate it because we understand freedom of speech. We understand your right to express yourself. But they don't. That is not in your vocabulary.
But you're absolutely right. And that is the crux of this. It's the difference between not agreeing, but you know, giving people the right to their opinion. But where this kind of tilts over on itself is where you want to force people to make your opinion correct, because if it's not correct, then why should we have to agree with it?
Well, Zander, we were talking about this last night, how I don't understand how good Christian people or actually believers in any scripture, any group that actually has a book with scripture that they follow, when Hillary Clinton and Tim Kaine came out and said, look, we will force you, we will pass laws to force you to come in line if you don't change your scripture to match modern day. Now, again, whether you're a Christian or not, if you follow a religion that follows scripture, what the heck? How could you let that go?
Exactly. Coming from the same two people that said abortion is a reproductive right. I mean, you know, Satan's daughter, you know, says these things, and thank God she didn't get elected. Thank God.
Oh.
Thank my lucky stars, and thank God that woman did not get elected.
You know,
because I hate to think where we'd be a year on.
Oh, please! I mean, you and I both be in chains at this point in time.
Yeah, no, seriously. Oh, exactly.
Because if you weren't on 100%, who was? God, there was somebody on TV doing an interview, and he said, "Look, I still like the Clintons. I've had a lot of good conversations with them. I don't want her as president." He said, I sat and talked with her on a regular basis for hours, and one night she was talking about how the government really needed to pretty much run everything. Every part of your life, every part of it, because that was the only way everybody would be equal and everybody would be safe. That's enough to make your stomach explode. You got about 30 seconds.
Xandergibb.com, everything is there. check me out. See you next week.
Well, you know what? And stay safe. I don't, you know, you're closer than we are, obviously. And I'd love you to check in from time to time. Let us know what's going on. Let us know when Theresa May comes out from under the desk and decides to do some kind of press conference or something like that, you know. Anyhow.
You just have to waft cash in her direction, and then she'll come out from under that desk.
I'm John Messina, your host. You'll see the real side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. Remember, XanderGibb.com, XanderGibb.com. I'm John Messina. More updates when we come back. Also, we're going to talk about that the Navy has nixed the idea of atheist chaplains. We'll be back in a little bit.